There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back to the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm going to talk about our current president. And somebody who wants to be our next president. Okay. Sometimes when injustice is happening, somebody that is quote unquote a leader, the leader, whether it's a nation or state, has to step in and get involved, especially if it's an aberration of justice, especially if it sweeps up innocent people. Now, we currently have two such incidents occurring right now, and two people have a chance to distinguish themselves, or not. Let's start with President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, this guy is a piece of work. Supposedly a constitutional professor. His book should have been titled, the one that was ghostwritten by Bill Ayers, should have been titled The Audacity of a Two-Faced Hypocrite. At WhiteHouse.gov, there's been a petition for his participation in trying to free U.S. Marine Tomarezi from a Mexican jail that he wound up in after he was looking around to get to his Marine post, took a wrong turn, and ended up in Mexico with guns in his car, his own privately owned weapons. President Obama responded to this petition by saying, "We respect the rule of law and expect the judicial process of sovereign nations to protect other U.S. citizens who might find themselves in similar circumstances in the future." Ignoring one thing. Now, under this president, we had Fast and Furious. One of the things about Fast and Furious is when they were allowing guns to run into Mexico, they never notified the Mexican government of the operation. There were no Mexican authorities on the other side to watch this happen, to try to track guns, because they were never told this was happening. So just me being me, I kind of have to think that that might be weighing a little heavily on their heads, in their thought process right now. So we have a Marine rotting in a Mexican jail. And President Obama has decided to let things play out to respect the rule of law. The same guy who rewrites them on a daily basis. The same guy who, he's been trying to draw up the base. He wants to do by executive action, amnesty of about 8 million illegals here in the United States today. You know, he wants to let it play out because Mexico is a known bastion of judicial integrity and fairness. If you really want to love the rule of law, President Obama, maybe you should start rounding up deporting illegal immigrants instead of giving them amnesty. His facade is beginning to crumble because, you know, he got out there and he doesn't ever get out there and say, Al Sharpton is a race baiter and I distance myself from him. Or Jeremiah Wright. Or Jesse Jackson. He never does that. He lets that happen. But at the same time, he does nothing. Black America suffers because of this president. Now, interestingly enough, a lot of, as far as immigration is concerned, Tomarezi is concerned, A lot of the people that are coming from Mexico are fleeing the government. Their own citizens get out of there all the time. If they pay more attention to making a life more capitalistic and more opportunistic in Mexico, maybe there wouldn't be such a mass exodus out of Mexico. Maybe if they were actually to clamp down on the drug dealing and the murdering and the raping cartels, instead of honest Marines, the country might not be such a cesspool to where the Mexicans themselves seem intent from fleeing from it. We'll come back to this in a minute. New Jersey. Governor Chris Christie. Chris Christie needs to go to whichever district attorney is out there and tell him, that the one that's going to prosecute Shanine Allen, and tell him to stop. Here we have a black American single mother. Bought a gun for self-defense because she got robbed one time when she was coming home from work from one of her two jobs. Believed she lived in the United States of America, crossed over from Pennsylvania where her permit was issued, into New Jersey, not quite as she thought. Now facing a minimum of 3 years in jail, possibly 10. All because she didn't know she had crossed into East Germany and the Stasi were waiting. Where's Chris Christie on this? He's willing to let the judicial process play out, folks. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse. So we have these two aberrations of justice. President Obama's, of course, is gigantic compared to Chris Christie's. But Chris Christie does not deserve to be your president. Chris Christie turns a blind eye to injustice, while at the same time being a soft champion on gun control. He doesn't deserve to be your president. I sincerely hope he goes down in flames. And this is the highest position he ever gets. As governor of New Jersey. Whoa. But here we have two chief executives, where on their watch we have an aberration of justice occurring. And they're, you know, Chris Christie is concerned about how's this bridge thing looking as far as my potential presidential campaign. Barack Obama, let's see, we got climate change he's pursuing. We got immigration amnesty, which he's pursuing. He's ignoring ISIS. He's ignoring everything else militarily that we might need to defend against. And at the same time, we have one of our nation's finest rotting in a jail. Because he made a wrong turn. Now, how much effort would it take for him to make a phone call to whoever the president of Mexico is? I don't remember who the president of Mexico is on the tip of my tongue, but it's not. But pick up the phone and say, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Because there's a great many things he could do. He's not going to do them, but he could do them. I would just call the president of Mexico and say, you know, all those systems that were put in place by Bill Clinton to where it makes it easy to wire money from the United States to Mexico. I'm going to shut those down if you don't release my Marine sergeant right now. Because when, you know, they get out there, we've got economic sanctions against Russia. The cash coming from the United States going into Mexico from the relatives sending to relatives in relatives here in the U.S. to the relatives in Mexico is their third largest GDP source. It comes in third behind fossil fuel and something else. That would be a blow to the Mexican GDP for that to be shut down. He could do it. He could do it. He's not doing it. Two quote-unquote leaders, hypocrites, as long as the day is long. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frogwood Lubricant Studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Apparently, when the governor of New York was burning the midnight oil, ramming the throats, breaking the rules, ramming down the throats of the SAFE Act, to the constituents of New York State in the dead of night before anybody could read it. There were some disturbing subparts that are only just now being brought to light. Primarily, they made a condition where the government unilaterally, the state government of New York, can suspend the Fourth Amendment. Now, the Fourth Amendment reads, right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Apparently in New York, thanks to the SAFE Act, that is no longer recognized as an absolute right and can be wantonly ignored whenever, wherever, the authority desires it. A SWAT team raided something called the Albion Gun Shop without a warrant. They were acting on orders from the Narcotics Enforcement Unit, who asked the shop to hand over a customer list so they could determine how many people had purchased New York SAFE Act compliant rifles. The gun owner, or the gun shop owner, was forced to present approximately 170 sales records. Under the state's anti-gun law, this break-in was completely legal. Under the SAFE Act, the New York State Troopers Narcotics Enforcement Unit is the entity delegated to enforce the act, and they have carte blanche. They can ignore constitutional rights and freedoms. No checks for them when somebody's trying to rein in tyranny. Co-owner Joe Palumbo, wasn't selling weapons on the sly or in some shady way that could possibly justify this intrusion. When he got these compliant ARs or whatever compliant weapon he was selling, he went so far as to check with the state police and his local police to verify these weapons that he was going to carry were legal to sell under the SAFE Act. He said the New York State Police told me my guns were New York SAFE compliant. Chief of the Medina Police told me my rifles were New York SAFE compliant. And in fact, purchased one of the guns from my shop. Meanwhile, a confidential informant working with the state police released an email from New York State Police Division Counsel Kevin Bruin in response to a trooper's question of whether modified AR-15s comply with the SAFE Act, stating that the police themselves cannot understand the SAFE Act and a court would have to rule on the legality of these rifles. What? See, one of the things that the gun industry specializes in is if they pass a law saying you can't do this, this, or this, they quit doing it, but they make something else. Because at the end of the day, as far as features on a rifle, unless they fill in the barrel, it's still a weapon. Now, if Cuomo had not been so concerned about jamming this law through in the dead of night before anybody read it, maybe somebody could have understood what was going to happen here. Now, this is blatantly unconstitutional. First of all, the common use clause coming out of Heller violated. And under constitutional law, because of the vagaries of this statute, that's not allowed. It has to be very clear. It has to be very concise. And your average citizen has to be able to understand it. That way they can comply with it, you see. It should not be up to a court to have a discussion as to decide whether or not, you know, it's consensus in a courtroom. When did that become part and parcel of constitutionality. If it is vague, if it is not clear, then it has to be tossed out. And the vagueness of the SAFE Act is could be its undoing. There's a few reasons a statute can be void for vagueness. One is when an average citizen cannot generally determine what persons are regulated, what conduct is prohibited, or what punishment may be imposed. Another is laws which do not state explicitly and definitively what conduct is punishable. Another is if a legislature's delegation of authority to judges and or administrators is so extensive that it would lead to arbitrary prosecutions. So in other words, that one is the worst one, because it's a toss-up then, depending on where you live, depending on who the judge is, the magistrate. They're basically playing a game of 52 pickup where they say, well, we'll leave it up to the judges. So you could get caught in one county and the judge is looking at it saying, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And then the next judge comes along and says, this is a weapon of war. This is not why we elect and have governments. Judges are not there to make these kinds of decisions. Judges should have a blackboard behind them saying, these are my rules, and that's what they live by. SAFE Act is the trifecta for all of those reasons. If the cops don't understand what it is, if the state police don't understand what it is, how's the citizen going to understand what it is? So the New York SAFE Act is being enforced arbitrarily on a case-by-case basis. That's unconstitutional vagueness under the Supreme Court's Morales standard, and the law should be enjoined and tossed for that reason and that reason alone. But if you're in New York State and you're a gun owner or a gun shop owner, guess what? That Fourth Amendment, which is a big one, it's a big codification of a right that we're all born with, that no longer applies in Cuomo's New York. He wants you disarmed, and he wants to be able to kick in your door whenever he wants to. And he got the law to do it. He got the law to make that happen. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4700. 866-446-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm going to use my chat room audiences at Google Plus and at the website at lockandloadradio.com, and I'm going to be very politically incorrect here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up this Glock 17 with the RMR mounted to it, and I'm going to aim it at the camera. Now, in a politically incorrect world, those audiences would say, he just aimed the gun at us. Even though I didn't really do it. I aimed it at a camera. Virtually, I might have aimed it at a representation of where you are, but it's not really aimed at you. Now, I bring this up because in a lot of the schools, we have this cultural campaign to label firearms and firearm ownership as a socially unaccepted phenomenon. And their little scheme claimed another victim last week when a virtual school demanded that an elementary school student remove an image of a firearm from his online profile. This incident involved Wisconsin Virtual Learning, a public charter school. And it offers Wisconsin's elementary and high school students the opportunity to attend school online from home rather than in a traditional classroom setting. As part of his online school profile, an 11-year-old named Matthew uploaded a picture of a pistol on top of an American flag. A school official contacted Matthew and told him to change the image, stating no guns in school, even virtual schools. Now, this was a bad choice from that school administrator. Matthew's mom, who just happens to be an avid gun rights supporter, contacted WISN radio show host Vicki McKenna, who shared the story with her listeners, as I'm doing with you now. She also told the radio program that she fears Matthew could be expelled for the picture incident, and that her son was previously told by the virtual school that he could not write a paper on the Second Amendment. Despite the glaring absurdity of this particular incident, it is not, he's not the first schoolhouse anti-gun bigotry victim in the virtual realm. In 2013, KNXV TV reported that a student at Postum Butte High School in Florence, Arizona, was suspended for 3 days after he changed the desktop wallpaper on a school-issued laptop to a picture of a gun. Modern, you know, everybody's out there, all the gun grabbers are talking about stuff like reasonable gun safety regulations. Yet, in schools, there are strict punishments for talking about guns or chewing food into gun shapes or drawing firearms, wearing a T-shirt with a pro-Second Amendment statement. That's not reasonable. That's not common sense. This is political activism, and it's social engineering. And it's wholly designed. I mean, Hitler had this idea. If I've got the youth, I can go forward. Maybe not today, but give me time. They're promoting this idea that firearm and firearm owners are deviant and inherently threatening. This is a violation of the First Amendment for these kids. The fact that this is being targeted on children, on school children, this is conditioning them. This is Pavlovian. Now, this has got to stop. This has got to stop. I don't remember, although I know that I saw political attitudes when I was in school. I'm sure you did too. Sometimes they would be caused by a certain incident. I remember my second grade teacher's brother was a jet fighter pilot in Vietnam. He got shot down and killed, and that changed her. That changed her. But we've got to take back the direction of education. Education should simply be based on fact. Teach them the facts. Teach them this. Teach them math. Teach them language. As they get older, if they want to branch out into stuff like philosophy and political science and everything, of course, let them do that. But in this formative stage, K through 12, they need to be prepared for their next step, whether it's going out into the world or whether it's furthering their education. But they do not need to be socially engineered. This is not the movie Equilibrium. This is America. I sort of miss the days when my sons were younger and I got to bump heads with teachers from time to time because I saw this happen with them. I had one teacher with my youngest son that surprisingly, instead of actually pursuing a career in the more lucrative psychological, psychiatric profession, she decided to be a second or third grade teacher. I can't remember what it was. And in the second or third grade teacher's lexicon, she could determine whether or not a child had ADHD. And she told me that my son had ADHD. She told my wife that, too. And she told us that he needed to be medicated. Well, we were concerned. You know, this was back during the 90s when, you know, certain things had not come out just yet. This is our first time across that bridge. So we took him to a doctor. Turns out he was just a little boy. He did not have ADHD. And for the rest of the year, she continued to insist that he had ADHD. And for the rest of the year, we continued to look at her and say, well, tough. Teach. That's your job. Teach. Make it interesting for him. Maybe he's bored. Maybe you're not grasping at his imagination. Maybe you're not getting to him or contacting him or reaching out to him. But we're not going to drug him. So you do what you got to do. We're not going to do what you want us to do. This mother in Wisconsin, she's to be commended because she's calling attention to this. But we all need to be aware of this because one day these kids will be running the United States. And we need to make sure that we don't have an agenda at work in their education, because that's not educating, that's brainwashing. Pure and simple. I mean, what's next? I mean, if this kid were to continue putting a pistol up there on top of the flag or something, are they going to waterboard him? Last time today, but don't worry, we'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, last time today, last swing. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You want to find out what really happens as far as guns are concerned? Don't listen to me. Don't listen to the gun grabbers. Listen to the economics guys. Because economics guys, and I don't want to make them sound like geeks or nerds or anything, but they live for the data. They live for the crunching of the numbers. They don't care which way it takes them. They're completely unbiased as far as that goes. And then when they crunch that data, and when they come to this conclusion, then they are adamant that this is the way this is. Now, when it comes to gun statistics, whether it's self-defense or crime, you can be sure that these guys know what they're doing. Some of the names you've heard of, like John Lott. Prior to John Lott, there was Gary Kleck, who still does stuff along these lines. And now there's Mark Gaius. He's at the Quinnipiac University's Department of Economics. He just published a new study. Well, it's relatively new. He found that between 1980 and 2009, that states with more restrictive concealed carry laws had gun-related murder rates that were 10% higher than those of other states. Gaius also concluded that the state murder rates were 19.3% higher than the federal, when the federal assault weapon and large magazine ban was in effect. Now, he says, now this is the economics professor in him, he says that more research is needed to determine whether these gun control laws contributed to or merely coincided with higher rates of crime. Nationally, murder rates have certainly been lower since the federal gun and magazine bans were in effect. The bans went into effect in September of 1994 and expired September 2004. During the 10 years, 1995 to 2004, the average annual murder rate was 6.2 per 100,000. From 2005 to 2012, however, the average rate has been 16% lower at 5.2 per 100,000. Now, here's a couple of conclusions you can come to by these simple findings. in states that has in the states that have restrictive concealed carry laws, if they were to relax these laws, we would see a 10% drop in gun-related murder. Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be great? Maybe the percentage would be higher. Murder rates have also decreased as the number of right-to-carry states have increased. From 1987, when Florida adopted its trend-setting right-to-carry law, through 2012, the share of American population living in right-to-carry states rose from 16% to 70%, and the nation's murder rate decreased 43%. You know, when I'm throwing these percentages at you, you need to understand this. A 43% drop in murder, if the population remains the same, is huge. It's gigantic. It's earth-shaking. If the population increases and you still have a 43% drop in murder, that is almost biblical. Nobody talks about that. Why is that? Why is that? If you want to look at it another way, from 1991, when violent crime peaked in the United States, through 2012, 24 states adopted right to carry laws, and 45 states experienced decreases in their murder rates, ranging from 1 to 83%. Similarly, 43 states experienced decreases in their total violent crime rates, ranging from 1 to 65%. That's gigantic. I mean, there's no way to quantify that. Now, there are a lot of people that will look at the Guy study or the Lott studies or the Kleck studies. And by the way, these all coincide. And I don't even know if these guys know each other. You can look at these the way they coincide, and the summation that you can make is that, you know, armed America is pretty good. And it benefits everybody to have concealed carriers in their states, to have right to carry provisions in the states, because it creates a specter. Even the anti-gunners benefit from this. Everybody benefits from less crime. So in these states where this has happened, whether it's been the people that have stepped up to the plate and said, I'm going to be self-reliant, or it's the people that have said, you know, I just can't believe we've come to this point. I'll never carry a gun. It doesn't matter. Across the board, it's going down. Violent crime is going down. There are a lot of reasons why the assault weapon ban and everything didn't result in any drop in crime, primarily because nobody uses them in crime. It is so, the number percentage-wise is so small, it barely makes it on the radar. Long guns that are semi-automatic in nature and look closer, you know, look very closely, resembling their military cousins with the full, you know, the chatter switch on the side. Not used very often. They make the news whenever they're used, but not used very often. This study adds to the increasing body of research, concluding that right to carry laws don't increase crime and actually may be reducing it. It also adds to the already substantial body of evidence that restricting general-purpose semi-automatic rifles and limiting magazine capacity doesn't reduce crime. And yet the anti-gun activists out there continue to pretend otherwise. They continue to pretend that this is not the way things are. That you are the issue. That you are the problem. If you have a gun, you've got a problem because you're a criminal in waiting. You're law-abiding until you're not. You are a bomb and the fuse is lit until that one incident that shoves you clean over the edge. And then you're going to become a frothing-at-the-mouth criminal madman, and your gun's going to be blazing in all directions, and golly gee, you can keep firing because you have standard capacity magazines. What could be worse? But that, like the whole guns and bars thing and all this guns everywhere thing in Georgia, that's, you know, all of those misgivings and all of those warnings and everything, they're not happening. I went into a bar the other day to pick up dinner, and I had my gun on me because I can carry a gun into a bar. restaurant/restaurant. And when I went in there, I did not survey the people and say, oh my, what a pool of possible victims. I feel this way because I have a gun and I'm in a bar. My only thought process was, I really hope that when I pick this up it's so hot. That was it. That was all. That's all I had. Because I'm normal. Because I'm rational. The only time I'm irrational is I'm attacked. If I'm attacked, if it's a physical attack, if it's a criminal attack, I'm going to be more irrational than any criminal could hope to be. And it's going to be over in a flash. And I reserve the right to have that on standby. You were born with it. It's your right. So keep it. We will reconvene in 22 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Never. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.